Alright, if you notice, you'll have to sit up straight, you have to place your head comfortably, close your eyes. Just place your mind at the tip of your nose for a minute. Watch your breath. Now go back to those moment-to-moment fleeting feelings that you're having right now. Watch them again, coming and going. Then ask yourself, who is having these feelings? To locate that person, then ask yourself, does this person who is having the feeling own the feeling? Really, unless you're experiencing total bliss right now, it's probably unlikely that you're controlling your feelings, because no one would choose anything less if they had a choice, right? So, you come to the conclusion that these feelings, which are coming and going moment to moment, are out of our control. There can't be a controller of the feeling. Instead, we would say that moment-to-moment feeling is you. Okay, you can open your eyes. So these stages of Mahamudra meditations are, there are six of them. Geshe-la likes to call them the six layers of emptiness. The first one is that feeling is constantly changing. It's not a fixed, nothing is fixed. You can't hold on to anything fixed that's in your mind. The mind, the feelings in the mind are going like this, constantly shifting. And that in itself is a very profound realization if you get deep enough into that meditation. But it's not enough to lead us to see emptiness directly. We have to go on to step number two, which is, if those feelings are just coming and going moment to moment, there must be some sort of me that's fixed, that has control of those feelings. Because that can't be all that I am, right? Mm. And then you realize you can't control your feelings in the moment. They're just ripening for you. They're coming and going out of your control. It's out of your control in the present moment. Because otherwise, of course, we would all decide to be totally happy all the time. And we know that's not true. At least for most of us here.